From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a moment, how to keep cholesterol down by changing your grocery list. First, though, hate aimed at Muslims and what might be done about it. Last month, a small group of angry anti-Islamic protesters showed up at Muslim Capital Day in Austin. And last week, three young Muslims were shot and killed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Local authorities are still investigating whether the murders were hate crimes. North Texas Muslims on Friday gathered in downtown Dallas to remember victims of the Chapel Hill shooting. Stella Chavez talked to some of the attendees about how divisions might be healed.
As the sun set Friday evening, a group of Muslim men, women, and children gathered at Dealey Plaza in downtown Dallas. They kneeled on the grassy knoll and prayed as the evening's rush hour traffic passed by on Elm Street. Behind them, another group, people of different ethnic backgrounds and faiths, sat on steps holding candles and large fluorescent lit letters that spelled out the message, "We are all one." Aliyah Salam of the DFW chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations spoke about why coming together to remember the Chapel Hill victims was so important.
It does not matter if you are Muslim. It does not matter what religious background, what ethnic background, what national origin you come from, what demographic that you represent. Hate is not acceptable. Bigotry is not acceptable.
Salam said if people don't take the time to reach out to one another and learn about each other, hateful and bigoted actions will only continue. She urged those at the vigil to share anti-hate messages on social media and support the charities that the Chapel Hill victims supported, such as helping Syrian refugees and food drives for the homeless. Sahar Aziz, associate professor at Texas A&M School of Law in Fort Worth, is not surprised by the social backlash Muslims have faced recently.
It's very fear-driven, and fear can motivate even the best-intentioned people to act in ways that are unacceptable.
Aziz says Americans should speak out against bigoted and hateful speech of all kinds.
It's a very fine line between anti-Muslim sentiment and anti-Semitism, and anti-Black racism and anti-Latino racism. And we need to be looking at bigotry as a broader problem within society.
She says people who join anti-Muslim protests often think they're doing what's in the best interests of their community and country.
They think they're engaging in national security. They think they're patriots. And that's primarily because they don't understand Islam. They don't understand Muslims. They don't know Muslims.
During Friday's vigil, Imad Salem held a large American flag that hovered over the crowd. The Tarrant County resident is a member of the Muslim Democratic Caucus of Texas. He says he believes more education and collaboration among interfaith groups would go a long way.
I think that would definitely help in getting those people to change their mind or at least understand other religions and how we are all together in this as Muslim Americans. Christians, Jewish, we all together in this country, and we're all proud Americans.
As the vigil wrapped up, 19-year-old Mohammed Herbert had a message for everyone. Herbert is an imam at the Mansfield Islamic Center.
So now that something happened, everyone is waiting for your reaction. Everyone, all eyes are on you. Everyone is looking at you, seeing how are you going to react. Are you going to react in anger? Are you going to react violently?
No, you shouldn't, he said. Instead, you should act kindly. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
There's a slideshow of the candlelight vigil at keranews.org. High cholesterol is one of the leading risk factors contributing to heart disease, heart attack, or stroke. 42 million Americans have high levels of cholesterol, but a smart diet can help prevent it. In this edition of our consumer health series, Vital Signs, Kelly Wissinger of Parkland Hospital System suggests six foods that can help keep cholesterol levels in check, beginning with unsaturated fats.
Unsaturated fats is a type of healthier fat, as opposed to saturated fats that come from animals, like red meats, eggs, milk, and also cheese. When you replace foods that are high in saturated fats with healthier fats from plants and fish, that can help reduce your bad cholesterol or your LDL cholesterol.
One that has been talked about a lot. I still remember the days when people seemingly went nuts trying to buy oat bran products and whatever, when buying oatmeal would have been the simple way to go. But nevertheless, that's on your list.
Oats are high in what we call soluble fiber. Soluble fiber helps us lower cholesterol levels because it helps clear cholesterol from our bodies, preventing its absorption into the bloodstream.
Would wheat bran and fiber do something similar?
Well, really, wheat bran is high in a soluble fiber. Insoluble fiber actually helps us with our bowel health and regularity. But we have seen that when eating foods that are high in fiber, it helps us eat less of those unhealthy foods that might increase our LDL cholesterol.
Fruit.
Pectin is found in apples and other citrus fruits. And pectin is another form of soluble fiber that plays a similar role in reducing our cholesterol, just like oats.
All citrus fruits?
Yes, a lot of them. Oranges, lemons especially.
Nuts, I've heard they can be healthy, but you have to be careful how much of them you eat.
You do, because nuts are going to be very high in fat. But what's important about nuts is it's a source of healthy fats. Also, nuts are a really good source of, especially walnuts, a good source of omega-3 fatty acids. And omega-3s can boost your HDL cholesterol level, which is the good cholesterol.
And then sterols and stanols?
So this is a compound that's found in plants, fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds. And these help block our ability to absorb cholesterol. And a lot of companies enrich certain food products with plant sterols and plant stanols, like margarine and orange juice.
And in doing all of this, what will be the end result?
When your cholesterol levels are lower, then you're at reduced risk for certain chronic diseases, especially heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, and diabetes.
The question a lot of people will have about all of this is, okay, I can make better food choices, but does that mean I have to give up the good stuff totally?
Of course not. I am one that truly enjoys my animal products. I love red meat. I love my milk and eggs and cheese. The idea here, or the take-home message, is try to substitute those foods that you love with something that might be a little healthier or lower in saturated fat. So for example, instead of that fast food cheeseburger, maybe try going to the grocery store and buying some lean ground beef and making your own hamburger at home with lettuce and tomato.
You're more in control if you're making your own food?
It's important, as much as possible, make your own food and avoid a lot of those restaurant-prepared meals so you do have more control over what you put in your bodies.
Kelly Wissinger, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kelly Wissinger is Assistant Operations Manager of Patient Food Services at Parkland Hospital System. Look for more rain this morning with a high of 38 this afternoon, but there's a slight chance of flurries after midnight and into tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow. Overnight low around 30. Tomorrow's high up to only 48. 35 degrees now in Dallas, 31 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.